Now, the current global political climate has seen drastic changes to trends in the popularity of parties and movements. The prominence of more radical left and right alignment has become more common. And reflecting this is the ongoing European Parliament elections currently underway, dealing with critical issues such as climate change, immigration and security, which will all be influenced by the results. Joining me on the line to discuss is Matthew Coote, a research officer at the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology. Matthew, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Julia.
No problem. Thanks for your time. So why are Europeans leaning towards more radical left and right parties? So we've definitely seen a larger following in these elections so far. Why do you think this is the case?
Yeah, so the election results are just coming through now, and you're right. The mainstream centre-left and the mainstream centre-right have lost some representation, and they've lost their majority in the European Parliament. They're the numbers that are coming through now. The reason, and we have seen, yes, you're right, we have seen an increase in gains for the far-right nationalist parties. We've also seen an increase in gains in some parts of Europe for the Liberals and an increase for the Greens as well. They're doing quite well at the moment, particularly in Germany. As to the reasons, well, there's lots of reasons coming on the back of the global financial crisis nearly a decade ago. There was the Eurozone crisis, and then Europe went through, implemented some austerity measures. Then you've obviously had an issue with an increase in immigration and lots of debate around that, particularly around Eastern and Southern Europe as well. So the parties from outside the mainstream have been able to tap into that. There's also obviously a lot of concern around global issues around security, and climate change is a big issue as well, and the Greens have certainly picked up some support on that as well.
And good to hear it. And, you know, you mentioned immigration. If we consider England and their part in this, how does England influence these elections? A substantial portion of the voting population wants to leave. Where are we standing with this at the moment?
Okay, yeah. So, Brexit was a big issue, particularly with the UK. And remembering it's the UK, so it takes in England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and by extension because of the border, Ireland as well, even though they're not a part of the UK. And so Brexit has been a big issue. The representation in the European Parliament is based, it's proportional. So the UK have a large number of representatives like Germany and France and Italy, some of the bigger states. So there's been a lot of debate around Brexit in that part of the world. And, you know, if the UK does leave Europe, they will take, obviously, the representation in the European Parliament will finish. And they will also, their influence within Europe will be greatly diminished.
Yeah, right. And so, interesting area to watch for sure. In wake of the results, do you think there will be a larger focus on these climate issues, or do you see it not going that way?
Yes, I do think there will be a large result on climate issues. The reason being, as I said, the mainstream centre-left and the centre-right have lost some representation and lost their majority in the parliament for the first time in two decades. Now, they're going to have to look for some support from other groups and parties. The political parties, they form groups in the European Parliament, and so they will look towards the Greens. And the Greens, as mentioned, are showing in parts of Europe, some parts of Europe, particularly in the north and west of Europe, in these elections, are showing some strong results. So they will. It would be plausible for them to the larger groups to look towards the Greens for support, and you know the Greens will obviously be in a stronger position to trade on that as well, which may lead to an increased focus on climate change. Having said that, the European Union are very much a global leader when it comes to tackling climate change as it is, and that's why these elections are very important.
Sure, with renewables and whatnot. Well, Matthew, that is unfortunately all we have time for today. But thank you very much for your time on the show. And yes. Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye.